Thank you for calling Legacy Insurance Group. This is Sean. How may I help you?
Hi, Sean. This is Kim. I was talking to Catherine, trying to cancel my policies, and I thought she said she would process it, but I guess it's not going through, so.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Kim, because I had reached out to you last week. I left a voicemail for you, and then I got your voicemail. So what exactly is going on? What's the reason why that you're wanting to cancel?
Well, it's personal reason, so I just want to cancel my policy. And I sent you an email after hearing your voicemail because I worked out town, so my connection wasn't that great, and you never respond to my email, so that's why I called back on Thursday, and I talked to Catherine. You know, and I thought it worked out that I requested to cancel it on June 1st, but I didn't get any email confirmation or anything. So I called the Aerie customer service number yesterday, and they said my account is still active. So it's like a battle going back and forth. So can you please just process the cancellation?
Well, we received your ID card, so that we're fine on that end, but we do require proof of coverage, as you know, and we had not received any documentation on the home or the umbrella.
Can you please explain to me why do I have to send that? Because it's not like required by the law, and I never heard that it was a thing with other insurance, so I show you that I have the auto insurance which required that every vehicle should have, and I have that. For house insurance or umbrella insurance, it's personal choices. So
why we're working with you as much as we can, Kim, but I'm still not understanding the reason for the cancellation. You've mentioned that it's personal reasons, but from our experience, there's one of two main issues that's usually a driving factor in requesting to cancel, and that's either pricing or service. So we had just signed you up less than 90 days ago. I really need your feedback here because I'm not understanding. Most of our clients stay on average 3 to 5 years. This will be your third transition within 90 days. So what exactly is the problem that we can solve for you?
So I just can't tell you that much. Sorry.
Yeah, what's the real reason? So if we can have an honest conversation, then we can advance the conversation to a point where I think would satisfy both of us.
So to start off, I heard like the policy you're saying that it's 100 credit deductible will apply every year if I don't have any claim or ticket. But I found out that it's not true, that I have to pay extra $30-something to get it kicked on. And I asked you guys to mail the policy on the mail to my other address, the previous address, because I don't have the mail to go with, because I rent out the apartment, I mean the condo the first month. And turn out it's sent into the new address, like the one that I bought the condo policy, and the previous owner threw the mail away, and I don't know. It's kind of like the it just cut off. Like I always request something and it's not like fully, you know, fulfilled. And then with the home, like 100 deductible is already like, give me like a bad buy. So I got to deal with my employer, so I just go with the insurance that they provide. So that's that.
So the policies by default will be sent to the address that we have insured.
But I emailed you about it, and you didn't say no, it cannot be done, or that you don't answer that question. So I thought, oh, that's fine. You're going to send it to my Manassas address, but it's not. You send it to the Centerville one, and they threw my mail away, and I don't know, like, You know, it had policy number and all the information in there, and they just threw it away. Who know other people can see it or what my meal's going on. So
okay, so that's, I mean, so that's the real issue. It's never a problem to send mail to a different address, but it's always automatically going to be shipped to the address that we're insuring. So after the policy was issued, there wouldn't have been a way to stop the mail that would already have been sent out, unfortunately.
So if you answer my question, like you read my question carefully and you note me that, then I would just go into this house and ask the owner, can you keep the mail for me? But I didn't know, so she threw it away. So, and then also like $100 deductible turned out is not true, that I found out from Riley, your other customer. So it kind of like, I got it, somebody hit my car and run away. And I didn't want to claim my, you know, to contact you guys to claim because of the 100 deductible. But now you're telling me that it's not true, and the whole thing was just like miscommunicate. And it's just, I just want to go with somewhere else. So
I think that you are referring to the diminishing deductible. So you're given a credit. Right now, your deductible is $500. It decreases to $400 at your next year's renewal.
Yeah, but you have to additional $330-something to get it kicked in. But that's the bottom that I want to cancel, and I already have a new policy. And I already provide you why I left. So can you please process the cancellation today, because I already have the new policy kick in yesterday.
And that policy, in your opinion, is superior to the one that we had put in place for you?
Yeah, and then the home insurance is actually more coverage and it's cheaper, to be honest. And the deductible is only $300 every year, and I pay about the same price, so.
So what was off-putting about the diminishing deductible? You didn't like the fact that the deductible decreases every single year? Because we had a conversation with Riley's husband. He was under the impression that we would be sending him a $100 check every year, and I told him, no, and that's not how this works. You're going to receive a credit off of your deductible. There was some misunderstanding on his part there.
Yeah, but I just have a... can you just please process the cancellation? Because I already have a new policy. Sorry. There's no going back. So.
I will. That's not a problem. But I have to ask you one last question. And I had an interesting conversation last week with a gentleman that said that you approached his agency and you had informed him that you had received a cancellation notice from Erie, and that's the reason why you had chosen to change to MetLife, but you were interested to come back to Erie. So I'm...
Yeah, and that too. I received the email while I was out town, and I don't know, it's for like generation email saying my insurance was, you know, was canceled effective to June, and I was out of town. It's like out country. So I sent out an email, but I think it didn't go through, so that's why I couldn't tell that. So I didn't hear anything, and at that time I was out of country. The only person I can contact is my employer. So I asked them, and that's why they hooked me with the insurance and everything, too.
But your policy is not being canceled, not for the reason that you would have thought before. You would have never received an email directly from Erie.
I don't know who sent me that email, to be honest. And that, too. I forgot about it. Which is strange. That's why I send an email and ask, like, is my policy okay? Because I thought I paid in full price. And it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he had also mentioned that. He said you claimed that you had tried to get a hold of me several times and that I was not responsive. But prior to your request that came in from MetLife, there was not an email exchange since March between you and I. So it seems like there is a big misunderstanding among many different points.
Yep, the whole miscommunicate and everything. So, yeah, I'll try to find that email and I'll forward it to you. So maybe you can investigate who sent that email out. But that's one thing that's freaked me out because I don't have a lot of, you know, way to communicate from home. And with that, like, insurance is out in June. So.
But it makes it seem as if you're reaching out to Tom and his agency that you don't actually want to stay with MetLife, right?
Yes, because at that first time, I didn't want to stay with MetLife. It's just for temporary because that's the only option I have when I was there to have something kick in June. And then with the home experience, try to cancel with Aerie and home customer service. It was rude, to be honest. So I'm just like, because every time I have to make a phone call, I just got back yesterday just for that. And every time I have to make a phone call, it's like a struggle to request, you know, the access for the phone. And talk to the customer service and everything, it just cut me off. So from yesterday, I decided that I'm not going back to Aerie, period. So, sorry.
Well, the way that the communication works, Kim, is Legacy Insurance Group is the broker that's managing your account. So that's our agency. So questions about your policy, changes to coverage, that all gets handled by our agency. So customer service, they can do some things for you. They can send you your documents. But as far as making changes to your policy, that's all handled in-house.
Okay.
So it seems like, perhaps there is a misunderstanding about how the policy would be mailed to you, although you do have full functional access online from the account that you've created. So I apologize for that mix-up. Perhaps there was a misunderstanding that the diminishing deductible was included under the Erie Auto Plus, which is $30 per year, no matter how many vehicles you have. But most people really enjoy that feature because every year that they renew, their deductible decreases until it eventually hits zero. But aside from that, I think just the open communication, we could have resolved all of these issues. We still can. I mean, I personally think that the policies that we had created for you are superior in many ways to MetLife. So we would just have to have a good relationship working together, a good client broker experience where we are communicating in ways that the other is responsive to. But I think with MetLife, I mean, you tell me if the call center model is preferable to you because there is not a local agent relationship there. They have one product, which is just MetLife, whereas we represent a ton of different carriers. So we can do business with you any way that you'd like us to.
I just decided to stay with MetLife for now and to test it out. Since it's through my employer, and I have a peace in mind, at least for that. So,
okay. Well, good. That was helpful to have your feedback. We hope that you'll reconsider one day. As of now, consider that policies will be canceled effective June the 1st.
Okay, so will I get their email confirmation just for my reference?
My team will email you. Like I mentioned, Erie does not send out communication when a change like that is made, which is why you would not have received a cancellation alert from email from Erie originally. But I can see to it that our team notifies you this afternoon when they're officially canceled. We won't have an update as far as the refund amount, but it would be prorated and mailed back to you in the form of a check.
Oh, from the check. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, will that answer all of your questions for you today, Kim?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a wonderful day.
You too.